first ladies of the United States. Some were popular, some influential, some active in their role, a few reluctant. So, which first lady played the greatest role in our history? Well, I'm about to go out on a limb, and it may be a very slender, lonely limb indeed, because I think our very first lady may have done more for her country than any of her successors. Martha Dandridge Custis Washington. She was a hard act to follow, and not just as the wife of our first president. To many people, Martha Washington, she's more a kind of a shadowy, benign helpmate, but my goodness, what a helpmate. George, then Colonel George Washington, married her in 1759, a lovely young widow with two small children, and probably the wealthiest widow in all of Virginia. Her social position and fortune were more than a little helpful in launching her new husband on a public career, and once launched, well, there seemed nothing he couldn't achieve. As general of the Confederate Army, his heroism is well known. Martha's not as well known. Every winter during the war, 8 hard, long winters, she journeyed to the Army's encampments. Imagine traveling from Mount Vernon on snow-covered roads to Valley Forge or Morristown, wherever they might be. She brought food and blankets. She tended the sick and the hungry and the wounded. Her presence had a wonderful effect on the troops, the country, and her husband, who frequently suffered from a kind of melancholy and depression. Her closeness during such terrible times was invaluable. The troops loved her, and she became a symbol of the Revolution. As the war wound down, she hoped to get back to Mount Vernon and live quietly with George and their family, but the new nation called, and she didn't like it. What would being president entail? And his lady, what would her role be? Like the rest of the new country, everyone seemed to be making it up as they went along. Martha wasn't thrilled with her new role, her husband much more so. She seemed to have been, well, tolerantly amused at the pomposity around her. She was to become, for 8 years, a new nation's charming hostess. She was her ladyship. The term first lady didn't come about until Dolly Madison came along. I suspect Martha preferred those other 8 years, the years she spent on the frightening battlefields as the beloved wife of a much beloved general. She did it because she loved her, yes, she loved her country, but even more, she loved the man who called her, in a letter captured by the British forces, "My dearest life and love." This is Thea Marshall.